Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, May 5th. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, Yahoo will track your activity whether you like it or not. Apple makes an acquisition, and a look at some ways to better manage your email on your smartphone. Those stories and more coming up.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Yahoo users who do not want to be tracked online are out of luck. The search engine giant's privacy team announced that it will ignore do not track signals that its customers can activate in browsers. These signals indicate that the user does not want their online behavior to be monitored. And while other sites like Twitter and Pinterest honor the request, Yahoo says that the industry has never clearly defined no tracking standards, and they will use the data to personalize ads. Apple has made a purchase acquiring LuxView Technology. They're a startup that makes screen displays using next-generation light-emitting diode technology that's called micro-LED. The company's based in Santa Clara, California. It's raised more than $43 million. Google says it's acquired shopping analytics firm Rangespan to help the internet search giant work with more retailers on product and inventory management. Rangespan's founders and other employees will work at Google Shopping, the internet company's e-commerce business. Not happy with your email app that came with your smartphone? Don't worry. The Journal's Joanna Stern says you don't have to settle.
There are a lot of alternatives that are worth looking at. Turns out that there's been a lot of progress made in mobile email, just hasn't been coming from the companies that are actually shipping these phones.
Joanna thought Cloud Magic has a good alternative app.
Each of the criteria I had, the first composing, the second was being able to easily save or remember contents in an email, and the third one was easy search. Those were sort of my three criteria. And Cloud Magic did a decent job at most of those.
To read Joanna's column, visit WSJ.com. As we continue, a look at the shelfie.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Of the people in the U.S. who use the internet, 46% say they still only read books that are printed. That's according to data from Harris Interactive that was charted by Statista. Another 16% say they read more printed books than e-books. Finally today, a trend that is growing in popularity is the shelfie. Sure, you've heard of the selfie, a self-portrait. Shelfies are also photographs, but objects are featured. Shelfies can function as examples of a person's taste, and items are often shot around the house. The Journal's Dale Harabi explains.
They arrange them on a shelf or a tabletop. They take a photo and put some Instagram filters on it and post it and then wait around for people to like it.
This is something that is growing in popularity, especially in design circles.
Where, you know, other people admire your taste, the way you've put things together. They can be quite beautiful. They can be not very beautiful, too.
He added that some believe shelfies allow people to exercise their aesthetics and sharpen their eyes, while skeptics say it encourages an unhealthy degree of self-consciousness. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.